Right now, they'll want to take you back to the legislative session or take you back just a couple days ago when school let back in. And, when school let back in this year, there were going to be no cell phones out or active during learning hours. That became law after this last legislative session when State Senator Beth Mizell put that bill, SB 207, forth. She joins us now. Senator Mizell, welcome back. How are you?
I'm great, Brian. Thanks for having me. This is really an interesting conversation that I think's gotten a lot of buzz since school started. It's like nobody thought about the bill until actually school started. So it's interesting.
It is. And why don't you, we've been trying to chase each other down and talk about this for about 2 weeks now. So finally, we're able to make that happen. It was either your schedule or mine. So after playing a little bit of an interview tag, here we are. So the bill itself, when this is one of those ones in hindsight, seems like a no-brainer. But in putting it together, it wasn't as easy as it sounds. So talk to me about the evolution of SB 207.
I think, it came through a lot of conversations. The beginning was at an education conference last year, and Jonathan Haidt, H-A-I-D-T, I don't know if I'm saying his name right, he's a great speaker, and he's, I think he's a psychologist, I really don't even know his credentials, but he's a teacher at a university, and he talked about the damage being done with the situation we put our young people in, sitting in class, holding the most distractible a device known to mankind. And while they're doing that, we're expecting them to seriously learn. So besides all the social impact, the obvious concern was that they're really not able to focus on the material in the classroom, and it's going to hinder them getting where they need to go. So that was really the beginning. I'm sitting at the table, and some of my colleagues said, you're not going to try this, are you? And I'm like, oh, we've got to do this. And it was a pretty clear trajectory from that point. You know, mm-hmm. I talked to the department. I worked with staff, but it pretty much came out the way it went in, that the phones had to be put away or totally shut off. And the reason there's that latitude is that we wanted to make sure the districts had, you know, the last say in the way it was going to be implemented. But I can tell you, Brian, there's been policy in place, and this was frustrating to me. There's been policy in place, I believe, since 2011, where the districts were told to create a policy to do this. And I think they needed to know the state had their back,
yeah,
in order to really to feel confident enough to implement it where they knew they had some support to do it.
We're talking with State Senator Beth Mizell about a number of bills. We're going to get to a couple of others on the back end of this, but I wanted to start with the cell phone ban because it does have the potential to have pretty monumental change in a generation. You mentioned focus, Senator Mizell. There's also the obvious cheating. This would cut down on having all the world's information at your fingertips that you might just be like looking down in your lap or whatever. This right. would reduce that as well. Those two together are two big fronts. The social aspect of this one plays a big role too. Walk me through a little bit about social interaction amongst kids and how when they're not looking down at their phones, oh my goodness, they talk to each other.
Well, yeah, it's amazing because in the midst of session, and you know, getting questions and feedback and wondering, okay, what's the actual impact of this going to be? A story came out on what had taken place in Indiana. They had done it, and it was an interesting perspective because it was a teacher talking about what life had been like before. You know, the constantly trying to get their attention, watching them with their heads down, looking at their screen. And he said it was interesting because when you would ask kids in a group what they thought of the ban, they hated it, it was terrible, But when you asked them individually, they saw it as such a stress relief that they did not have to watch their phones. They didn't have to keep up with their friends because nobody was on the phone. And he said it was so strange because in just a couple of weeks, you'd walk into the cafeteria and they're in conversation groups like regular people. And, you know, as an extension of that, Brian, we've had groups come into Commerce and talk about the time they have to put into training their current employees on soft skills, on how to interact with people. So this is a huge factor in their readiness for adulthood in being able to communicate and connect with each other. So I think that's going to be a big change.
The long-term effects here and the unintended consequences here, I think, are where it's going to play the biggest, Senator Mizell. It's just as an adult, as a 47-year-old man, I'm more than willing to admit I am completely addicted to my cell phone. I check email a lot when I'm outside of work. I check social media a lot as well. And this, one of the unintended consequences here is going to be kids who have cell phones from the time, you know, that they turn 13, 14, whatever. They'll learn very early on that balance and management that, yeah, the phone can be off, not on silent, off and put away. And you don't have that longing, that want, that urge to go back to it so often.
Right, right, right. I think it's going to be a huge adjustment. I'd love to see a diagram of the brain as it goes through this, you know, as this kind of a weaning off of the phone takes place. And actually, I'm told that when we're talking about the grades for implementation of this, that kindergartners are coming to kindergarten with phones.
Really?
So it's much younger than we expect.
Unreal. Punishment. Uh-huh. Is punishment left up to the districts?
Yes. And I thought it was interesting. I saw a story last week with a school that was opening, and they were saying what the consequences were going to be is that on the third infraction on the phone, there could be an expulsion because, you know, that we also passed a bill regarding expulsion. So, it really depends on how seriously the district wants to take it. I know that some of the teachers are worried about trying to enforce it in their class, especially if the teachers feel physically overwhelmed by the size of their students. But I think that's where the administration of that school can lift that burden for that teacher. Yeah. The teacher shouldn't have to say it more than once. I mean, you know, the principal or who the discipline officer or whoever they have on hand should be able to go in there and make sure it's happening just like they would absolutely any other rule that the school has. This rule should be implemented just like any other rule. And I'm hoping that's the way it's perceived when the kids are dealing with in the classroom.
Are there exceptions built in? And there's two specifically that I've been asked to ask you about. The first is math class. Your phone has a calculator built into it. Those math classes that have calculators, I don't know, some of those calculators can get pretty expensive. Is there an exception where the teacher can allow a student who has a cell phone but doesn't have a calculator to use it as such?
No, we honestly didn't get into that. There's nothing saying she can't.
Right.
Here she can't. But there is an exception that, and you may have been going with this, but where students who have specifically a medical, maybe a medical device or a medical condition that requires them to check in or to monitor their status on their phone, that would be an exception.
Yeah, yeah.
And we'd work that out with the department and got the wording in a way that strictly provided it for the purpose it was intended for. So that was really the only amendment that came as the bill was in the last stages of passing.
And the last one on this, because there's one other bill that you got passed that I want to touch on this time around. We do have to get you back on. You had a busy, busy session.
You know, I'm in my last term, Brian. I've got to go to the gusto.
Absolutely. The last one on the cell phone bill, when it comes to times of emergency, and this was the other part I was asked about, and my answer to the person who asked me was don't overthink it. But in times of emergency, like let's say there's a bomb threat at a school. Every parent is going to want to get hold of their kid at that school, but if the phone is often put away, that parent is left wondering what's going on the other end. Is there anything built in that says, and again, this is probably being left up to the districts, but allowing kids to check back in with their parents in times of some kind of extreme or dire emergency?
That, again, would depend on the district. Yeah. I mean, I've heard suggestions where the teachers would, you know, after the crisis, give the phones to the kids and let the kids call and check in.
Yeah.
The worst case scenario that I hear from law enforcement would be the idea for 30 kids to all be calling on their phones in the midst of a crisis. And that's something that I know first responders think is a really bad idea. So the idea that they won't have their phones, you know, as they're responding to the instructions being given by the person in charge, is seen as a wise move when you've got a group of kids in crisis mode. So I think we're going back to, you know, the district will decide if they'll call on their own phone, if the district could put out a digital recording, you know, school-wide on the status of everything. It's going to be up to the districts. And honestly, I hope that we don't have to deal with that.
Well, that was going to lead me up to the other bill that I wanted to cover today, but we just straight up ran out of time, and that was mandatory expulsion for someone showing up with a firearm. But we'll get to that next time around. Let's get you back on within the next week or two to recap the rest of your session, because like you said, you did have a busy one.
Yeah, I did. Yeah, that was pretty straightforward,
yeah.
That bill. But happy to talk to you whenever you get me on. I appreciate it, Brian.
Always. She's State Senator Beth Mizell. Thank you so much.